السلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه بعد. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. Another hadith which is agreed upon by both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim with regards to its authenticity, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, who we know served our beloved Prophet for 10 years. May Allah be pleased with him and with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that none of you believe, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى, until. So we cannot call ourselves true believers unless we find this attribute within ourselves. What attribute is that? حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believe until they love for their brother what they love for themselves. You know, I pondered over this because people are always talking about what is success, especially in the dunya. We know that ultimate success is only in the akhirah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدِخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمِنْ حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are successful. They've succeeded. So ultimate success, there is no such thing on the dunya. But in the akhirah, ultimate success is to be saved from the fire and entered into paradise. So is there then perhaps some type of success that we can attain on the dunya? And the key lies in this hadith. The key lies in this hadith. And that is, number one, if you truly want to be successful in this world, and success is not measured by money, material possessions, status, position, you know, academic certificates hanging on the wall, tribe, race. But how is success measured? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. True wealth, again, that is the worldly perspective of success. People measure success by wealth and the like thereof. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض. True wealth is not measured by material possession, but true wealth is measured by the satisfaction of the heart. Like that Sahabi who was walking through the market of Medina, and he was shouting at the top of his voice, Ana aghna nas, ana aghna nas, I'm the richest of all people. When the people looked at him, they saw, but this man is poor. His thobe is tattered, and he's got a stone tied to his belly to fight the pangs of hunger. He must be something wrong with him. So they took him to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna hadha rajul la yakhlu lahu illa nida'un fil aswaq ana aghna nas. He said, O Messenger of Allah, nothing comes from this man except a shout at the top of his voice in the marketplace, I'm the richest of all people. So the Prophet asked him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَأَنْتَ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ حَقًّا, are you truly the richest of all people? The man smiled and said, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, indeed I am a messenger of Allah. The Prophet asked him, وَكَيْفَ, the Prophet understood, but he wanted to teach the Sahaba a lesson. The Prophet asked him, وَكَيْفَ, how are you the richest of all people? The man smiled and said, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُكَ تَقُولُ وَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. He said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, I heard you say, be satisfied with the portion that Allah's put out for you, and you'll be the richest of all people. So this man had contentment. He was satisfied, number one, with what Allah had put out for him. And also, just as, and perhaps even more important, He was satisfied with what Allah had put out for others. This is a very, very important part of attaining success on the dunya. We cannot be successful unless we are satisfied with our portion, and we are also satisfied for the portion that Allah has granted others, even if it is over us. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us when He says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not desire those things with which Allah has favored some of you over others. And we know about the dangers of hasad, envy. When a person sees something that Allah has granted somebody else, and a person wishes it away from that person. That's the definition of hasad. تَمَنِّي زَوَالِ النِّعْمَةِ مِنَ الْمَحْسُودِ. To desire a favor away from the one who's being envied. What does the Prophet say? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Al-hasadu ya'kul al-hasanat kama ta'kul al-nar al-hatab. Envy eats away at the person's good deeds, like the fire eats away at the firewood. So in that case, if we are not satisfied with what Allah has put out for others, and we can't be happy for them, and say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, Zadakallah, then we'll never attain any type of success on this dunya. Allah make us of those who truly love for each other what we love for ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.